The White House Correspondents' Dinner is dead, according to President Trump in one of his tweets about this weekend's annual meeting of journalists in Washington. Every year, there's an often wince-inducing roast of the president. This year, President Trump did not attend. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders became the target of comedian Michelle Wolf.
I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's lies.
A play on the Maybe It's Maybelline ad there, referring to Sanders' eyeliner as Lie Liner. Was it the nail in the coffin of this event? NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is in the studio today. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
Just some quick thoughts from you. With no President Trump there, Wolf's targets were women, Sanders or Kellyanne Conway, and their appearance. Do you think that made it more uncomfortable for people? You know, Maggie Haberman of The Times tweeted out she was impressed that Sanders didn't walk out. But then you had 1996 Don Imus talk directly to a stone-faced Bill Clinton about extramarital affairs. So it's happened before.
Oh, it's happened frequently. The whole point of if you are going to invite an actual leading-edge comedian into one of these dinners. The whole point is that the people in the room treat it like a roast, but now it's televised and has been for some years, and not simply on C-SPAN. Cable news sees it as essentially a free weekend programming. So suddenly you realize you have a broader audience. So you're watching correspondents and anchors and executives having to decide. You're watching it play out on their faces in discomfort, having to decide whether A, they think something is funny, and B, whether they want to be seen thinking something is funny. And so, you know, she's doing clearly at times quite profane, provocative roast. But I didn't think that the things said here were much more sharp-edged than things said in years past.
Well, she went after the left as well. She said Democrats. She said it's hard to go after Democrats. They don't do anything. And CNN, she said, the most useful information on CNN when Anthony Bourdain tells me where to eat noodles. But others have said Donald Trump has said far crasser things about women. So it's a little hypocritical. But bottom line, do you think it's dead?
I think it's really a question of this is the age of Trump. First off, I think it's valid to question whether these things have outlived their purpose in this realm. They want a slightly outrageous, cutting-edged figure because they want to draw celebrities. They want to draw people to come. It raises money for the scholarships they do. It helps fund the association itself. And they raise some, shall we say, auxiliary awareness to questions of First Amendment and reporting. Right now, you have an administration that's not having tension with reporters doing their constitutionally defined role of holding government officials accountable. You have them in open rhetorical warfare and Trump trashing the very idea of reporters holding him accountable. So, this is a spectacle that has degenerated into a farce, that has degenerated into, a Mobius strip. You know, the president and the administration has justified things that he has said to such an extreme that what Michelle Wolf did, as offensive as some people legitimately may have found it, you know, doesn't even compare.
Well, but briefly, David Folkenflik, by the way, many don't attend. The New York Times stopped attending in 2008. But if it's canceled now, wouldn't that be seen as acquiescing to a president who's questioned First Amendment rights and the rights of the press?
Well, I don't think a dinner has to be canceled. I'm not even sure that this version of it has to be canceled. I just don't think it works in the current form. I think Trump wants to be able to find a victory. This is an entertainment realm in which he's made it a question of himself versus the press once again. Mm-hmm. And if the White House correspondence is designed a different way, that's understandable. But he'll take it as a notch in his belt.
David Folkenflik, thanks.
You bet.